My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I don't want to make any bets because everybody makes bets, but I do want to make some predictions here, and we're going to keep an eye on them as the rest of the season goes and see if we are aligned in this. Fleegs is not going to be around once these things come to be in only overnights, and he's going to want to go home. So I'm not going to have him make these predictions. We won't write his down, but Eddie will be here. And then when Jerry comes in, we'll also get his predictions on these things. So, all right, first thing. From now, as we start the unofficial second half of the season, till the end of the regular season, these are the things I want to know from you. All right. First off, do the Yankees win the division?
Yes.
Ooh.
I'm actually with you on that.
Okay.
All right. So, Yanks division. Eddie?
No.
No.
Okay. Of course not. Eddie's biased.
Yes. Eddie, no. Okay. Do the Mets make the playoffs?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. So, yes. No.
Now
yes.
Part of this is a little selfish on my part. I mean, you know, I want them to get in.
Well, so do I.
Yeah, right. I want them to get in.
Of course I want them to get in.
My thought process is, like I said, it's a little selfish on my part because...
Well, just what do you think? That's
yes,
all I'm asking.
Yes and yes.
All right, they're going to make the playoffs. That's what you think. They're going to make the playoffs. Okay. So, this one we're all going to say no to then, I'm assuming. Is Pete Alonso... Does Pete Alonso get traded at the trade deadline?
No.
Everybody's
going
to say no to that. Okay. All right, everybody says no to that. Does Giancarlo Stanton come back and play well at any point in this season? Does he come back?
You're thinking he's definitely coming back, but you're thinking that there's a potential where he just does nothing.
Or he gets hurt again.
Oh.
Will Giancarlo be a net positive or a net negative the rest of the season?
What is he up to this point in your eyes?
He was a total positive while he was playing.
Right, but he's not playing. Does that mean he's a net negative right now?
No, because I think when he comes back, he has got the potential to be positive. I'm going to say that he comes back and he is a positive for this team. Like, he's going to come back and he's going to start hitting again.
I would have to feel that way simply because I do believe that they're going to win the division. So, I think any question that you ask me about the Yankees, with the exception of their starting pitching, is going to be an affirmative for me.
Okay. I'm assuming that Eddie, you're going to say he's going to come back and stink.
Stanton, you can sit on
okay, that's his answer right there through a drop. All right, very good. Okay, so you got the Mets making the playoffs. You got the Yankees winning the division. Will either of these teams make it to the LCS?
Yankees.
The Yankees are making it to the ALCS.
Yes.
I'm going to say that neither one make it to the...
Because I see the teams that like essentially are in front of like the Guardians. I think they're better than the Guardians.
Okay.
I don't know why I feel that way, but I just feel like they are better than the Guardians. So, and the Guardians are a really good team right now. And they're right there with the Orioles. I mean, you know, the team that is really interesting to me is the Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, they've been playing very well. They're, what, 11 games over 500?
I mean, you know, a little bit better than the Mets, but, you know, nobody expected them to be where they are right now.
More than a little bit better. We're talking about 11 games over 500 as opposed to 3.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody expected them to be that far over 500 at this point.
And you think the Yankees are going to even make the playoffs?
Oh, my God. Yeah, they would have to be. That would be a catastrophic, delicious, but catastrophic and almost impossible collapse.
All right. So, do you think that they will be in the ALCS?
I do not. I'm with you. Neither.
All right. Neither in the ALCS. All right. So those are the ones we'll go back and we will check out.
See, again, an optimistic outlook by me for both teams.
Again.
Again.
Optimistic. Yeah, you're so optimistic all the time. Okay, Eddie. So if the Yankees don't win the division and they don't make it to the ALCS, because that's a big deal, will they fire Aaron Boone at the end of the season?
I'm going to say yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Man, oh man.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say they don't make it to the ALCS and they still don't fire him. Right. That's been their trend. That's what they do.
If it were, how many years does this make for him?
So it was 2018? So after the 2017 season.
This is his seventh season. Too early. 10 years. Yes. 7 years, no.
He's a decade?
Yeah.
Full-blown decade?
I mean, that's what they did to Girardi. He was there for a decade, right? And then got rid of him.
Was it a full decade?
I believe it was. What about Joe Torre?
Yeah, his first season was 08, the year they didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
What about Joe Torre?
96 through 07.
Yeah.
So he was over a decade.
There you go.
Yeah. It's right around the same time frame.
Yeah.
And I'll say Cashman will be out, too.
Whoa!
Brian Cashman has not earned the right to rebuild this team the way this team needs to be rebuilt.
At least he's very clear about what he says.
Yeah.
I can enunciate better than anybody I know.
No, I agree. That's why we're playing all those drops today. I miss
him. Sometimes we don't enunciate as well as he does.
Oh, yeah. Needs to be rebuilt. Ba-boom.
I mean, he touches on every single syllable.
Yeah. All right. Am I missing anything here? Alonzo's going to stay. You say the Mets are going to make the playoffs. I say they don't make the playoffs. Eddie says Yankees are a wild card team. I say they win the division. You say they win the division.
I think the next question should be, what are each team... I think we know what each team is trying to add. Is there any like surprise add by any of these teams? Like, is Jazz Chisholm an add for the Yankees?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think you're going to get...
You don't think they're going to go all in? They got Juan Soto here. You got to go all in. Now is the time, especially if they're really looking at this, you know, looking out into the future and saying to themselves, there's no way we're going to pay Juan Soto $500 million. We're not paying him more than Aaron Judge.
I kind of feel like Jazz Chisholm's a bit overrated.
Chisholm scores!
Yeah. Chisholm scores. And that's what you'd love to hear if he was a Yankee or a Met. But no, I just feel like he's a little bit overrated. And also, you hear some things about not the greatest clubhouse guy.
Yeah, well, the clubhouse takes care of itself, hopefully. And hopefully you got good quality people in the clubhouse.
Hey,
like everybody on both teams really likes each other. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, dude, that climax just hits you right in the face.
Chisholm scores!
Oh, God.
Look, there's always so many super douchebags out there, so...
No, super toolbag.
Oh, super toolbag, okay.
Super toolbag.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.